Agenda, items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, or the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With the 48-hour advance notice, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is and will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is and will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary Tammy Harris, our County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. The meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter.
Present.
Kayla McGinnis. Not present. Donna Moore.
Present.
Kyle Myers.
Present.
Public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. First item that we need to look at is approval of minutes for August 13th, 2025. Do I have a motion on that item?
I'll motion to approve the minutes for August 13th, 2025.
I'll second that.
Okay, and vote on that for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for September 10th, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
A motion to approve the agenda for September 10th, 2025.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Informational items. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, on the Public Works Cottonwood Cove Trail, US 95 to Michael Wendell Way project, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. I just have a quick update. So I know we're all aware of the Cottonwood Cove project. That'll be starting hopefully on Monday, the 15th. So just be on the lookout. If they're going to be doing any work in front of your place of residence, they will be putting a gold door tag on. So what I always say is I know it gets windy around this in the valley. So if you see something fly away or just, you know, maybe your neighbor didn't know about it, please let them know. The project manager for it, for Clark County Public Works, is Lynette. It's Wotowitz, and she's the supervising construction manager. Her office phone number is 702-455-6049, and her cell is 702-249-7158. She can be reached, she's provided her contact with me, but I would also say, just reach out to myself or Kyle or our office if you have any concerns, questions, or stuff that doesn't look right, or maybe they left stuff out on the site. We can definitely get connected with her, and we can also provide your email. It'd be a lot easier if you just email us, that's email your email, then we just say it out on the record. It's a very long name. So, but if you have any questions, let us know. But like I said, she started September 15th. So I know we've got the 95 project, and I will also have Cowan Cove, but that's always good. It shows that there's growth. So I think it's good to have both projects. And I'm not sure on the dates of when it'll end because it hasn't started yet, but I'll be giving periodic updates probably when I get more information. So if you have any other questions, just let us know. So those are my updates.
All right, thank you, Mark. Next informational item, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and any other area crime concerns. Do you have any information? I know there's it's private property, but it's by the Rebel. It's the old, we call it Felony Flats area. I noticed there's some people moving in there. I don't know if someone has put a complaint in, I think, with the county. I don't know if you've had any information on the status of what's going on there.
I am aware of it, and there has been somebody there. I noticed today they're no longer there. However, there's a lot of trash left behind. Mm-hmm. That is considered private property, at least as far as the police are concerned.
Yeah.
So unless we have a landowner or the county that can help us with a complaint with that, then there's really not a whole lot we can do other than maybe push people along if they don't belong there. But even that, we can't really enforce that unless the owner calls us.
Yeah, I understand. It's a battle we all face out here in private property, and sometimes in a small town like this, it just takes a few people and it really creates a problem. But appreciate whatever help you're doing there, so thank you.
And we're certainly on your side with that, but we're limited on the things that we're allowed to do. You know, obviously I can't step out of what I can do as a police officer. So if we have information from the owners, that kind of gives us a little bit of leverage. I know in the past we've had the constable now involved with a lot of things. It's been very helpful because they have different responsibilities than what we have. So we do work on it.
Okay. Any questions from the community, comments from the board? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next informational item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the past month.
It's Trooper Boris, Patrolman Billion for Sergeant Waller. He's on vacation. So for the month of August 2025, we made 292 traffic stops. Of those 292 traffic stops, we issued 286 citations. We made 32 commercial inspections, and we had two crashes. I believe there were three crashes, non-fatal. So overall, for the month of August, we had 392 contacts. Any questions?
Any questions from the public?
Trooper Warrens, J-U-A-R-E-Z.
Any questions, comments from the board?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Jimmy Linares with the Bureau of Land Management to discuss upcoming activities and events at the Abiquimé National Monument.
Making up for lost time. We'll try to get more of it.
All right, Emma, thanks for coming out. Is there any questions, comments from the public?
It's the 20th,
the walking box. Yeah. The one at Walking Box is October 25th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And the Dark Skies is the
20th. Yeah, Dark Skies is the 20th. So that one's fast approaching.
Any comments from the board, questions? Thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Ms. E. with the Clark County School District regarding the status of programmings and upcoming activities.
Good evening, my name is Tracy Edgebury and I'm the proud principal of Reed Elementary here in Surf Lake. My name is T-R-A-C-Y and my last name is Edgebury, E-C-H-E-B-E-R-R-I-A. So we have begun our school year. We started on August 7th. We have 10 fabulous students. We have a kindergartner and first graders, second graders, third graders, and a fifth grader. So we are off to a great start. We have set our goals for the year to be to increase our students' reading skills on track with their projections where they should be growing. Our teachers are going to continue to collaborate with other colleagues to plan fabulous lessons. And we are going to ensure that our students are connected to our school and their learning environment through participating in our Leader in Me activities. We're a Stephen Covey Seven Habits for Highly Effective People school. We are a lighthouse school in that program, which means that we have demonstrated consistently for several years our commitment to working with our students on the seven habits and how they learn and move forward with those and apply those in their school life and their daily life. So we want to encourage connectedness through that. We have our students reflect every day in their leadership journals. They keep track of goals, they set goals for themselves, set strategies for themselves, and get a chance to reflect on that every day. So those are our big goals for this school year. Since I've been principal, we've started a few new traditions at our school, and this year began with our second annual Welcome Back to School Family Lunch. We have lunch at the school, and last year we got some great Leader in Me lessons from some of our former students and a chance to share that information with our parents and families. This year we changed up a little bit. We made time capsules with our families, and so we made those time capsules on the first day with some items for where we were presently and where we hope to be, and we're going to open those on the last day of school, which is our second new tradition that we've created, which is getting together for a family breakfast with our teachers and our staff so we can celebrate our students and have a meal together. Our next upcoming event that we have is our winter performance, which will be right here in this building, and that will be the week before we have a winter break, and so we're really looking forward to having our students show off to anybody who would like to come see their beautiful city. We have a new music teacher this year, and we're really excited to see those performances. My goal as principal, well, one of my many goals as principal, but one is to increase our school's connectedness to the Surf Lake community. Kyle Myers is on our school organization team. That's like the board that advises the principal. Christy Carter here, she's one of our teachers here. She teaches our third through fifth graders. And we were just talking tonight at our school organization team meeting on how schools really benefit when they just feel the love and support of their community. And so I want to make sure we've always got a good conversation going between our school and the community so that our students can benefit from that connection.
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming out and sharing these details, and I know Kyle and other members who have kids in the community really appreciate the changes that are going on, so thank you very much, Ms.
Well, thank you so much. I'm always open for a conversation. So
I must say I've had a child in the school every year for the last 9 years, and ever since Tracy's been in the Surfside community, I've seen a drastic change in my daughter and the connectedness from the school to the rest of the community, and I really appreciate that. And Tracy's been, this is her second school year, correct?
His second, yes, so I started in the fall of 23, so this is my second start to the full year.
And her being here tonight is just a testament of their dedication to connect the school to the rest of the community, and some of you may not have met her, but welcome to the Searchlight community, and I'd like to give you a round of applause.
Oh, well, thank you.
Likewise.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
For the winter event, what was the date of that?
I will look on my phone and tell you, but I don't have it with me right now, but it's on
okay.
My calendar.
All right, thank you.
I'll submit that to the secretary. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Melissa Vandriff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
citation. We had 179 civil citations. We had 3 criminal complaints and 89 traffic or misdemeanor citations processed.
Questions from the public? From the board?
Hello, everyone. I'm Judge Christian Anderson at the Sixth Court. Hope everybody's doing well. I just came to show my face today. First of all, I'll say hello to each and every one of you guys. You guys have little updates of what's been going on. I know sometimes being a police officer, when I was a police officer, it's always very contentious. So I wanted to kind of follow up with some good news. You know, apart from being a judge, we have to make decisions that hurt. You know, as a police officer, when I have to place someone in jail, it's because I have to place that person in jail because they're doing something that's bad for me. And as a judge, that still stands. There are people that need to go to jail. They don't follow the rules. I do still in jail. Searchlight is a safer place because of that. And it'll continue to be that way as long as I'm a judge. But there's one thing I'd like to say, and I'd like to recognize somebody. This board meeting. Part of being a judge is also doing the right thing for people that cannot make it home. When I was a police officer, I told this one of you guys that if somebody wouldn't leave Searchlight, they'd come out of my pocket, or we'll go to West Care facility to help that person leave, not as a deterrent, not as a good deterrent, not as, you know, just get out of Searchlight because they need to leave Searchlight. What I mean by that is, if a certain young lady named Leanne, I'll say that right there, she's been here for quite some time. If you guys know what I'm talking about, she's a very beautiful young lady before she ever done substance abuse. Searchlight is not the place for a young lady like that to have addictions. If you have no job, then you don't imagine what a young lady would go through to pay for that addiction. So she did come to my court 2 weeks ago, and she had a couple citations. I reduced them down to where I thought that she could pay for those citations easily. But if she's not working, she can't pay that. I think it's very important for the courts to recognize when somebody does struggle. That day was pretty full. We had the state was here, we had the public defenders are here. I can't really see pretty much of the court that was occupied. I gave her the opportunity, there was no reason to ask her, are you ready to go on? Are you ready to go on? I can tell you that the question was simple, but the reaction was special. There was not one dry eye in that courthouse. That includes my staff, that includes the public defender, that includes the prosecutor, everybody else was there. I contacted Westcare, we got her to a safe place. There's an officer here, officer around me. There's an officer here that also made a promise to this young lady. She had a hobby of making beads, and she wanted to go back to the place where the beads were, and I knew, he knew, that she wouldn't go back there, that his drugs started with her, probably had injured, and she probably wouldn't come back out of the house. So Officer Roundy made her a promise, and agreed that she would bring that promise, and he would send her $500 of his money. Charity organization, police department, and his department. We kept in touch for a number of days, and I was able to watch her through video, get on that bus back to her residence in Boise, Idaho. I was able to watch her family send the video, the welcome home video of her sisters and her nieces and nephews. Also watched a video of a Boogie Denny video that her family had sent me. And part of this right here, you know, you're the judge. Just don't stop caring about a person just because she made it work. Right? This continues. And I agree to stay out of his life as long as I possibly can, and I will do that. So Officer Roundy, out of his own pocket, sent that $500. Now, it wasn't cash because it was a conviction card. So it was a $500 gift card to Amazon so she could keep up with her craft. So even though folks come up here and it's like, oh, Metro's not doing their job, Metro has always been partners with this community. Always, not in this community, but down in Las Vegas and every other Clark County, this county that we have to serve. And we serve the whole entire Clark County. So I just want to give kudos to Kevin for doing that. He had to do that out of his own pocket. She's doing fine. I plan to save her life. And I'll say this again to everybody here. If you know somebody that wants to leave Searchlight, whether via their time has expired here, they want to go home, and they cannot afford it, if they have a drug addiction and they want to go home, or they want some help, our court is always open. Everybody knows that. I have the best coffee in town. I'll tell you that right now. Folks come to Monday, just come to have coffee and chit chat. You know, so please let them know that if they are ready to go home, and it is time for them to go home, I will give them that through the help of Westcare and any other entity that we can get our hands on. And if not, I will pay for it out of pocket. To Hawaii. So we thank the Lord. Lord for 49, right? The Lord 49.
48.
We will take care of that. So just kind of, you know, spread the word a little bit. I'm not trying to do this for a disciplinary purpose, but I'm trying to do it to get them home with their family. Sometimes this is a little different. You know, I talk to my staff about crying all the time, a lot of tears. I give them demerit points for that, and I do that. So he has about 200 or 300 demerit points. So just kind of keep that in mind a little bit. Courthouse is for you guys. The courthouse is for to make a better tomorrow. We are going to do that. Although he gave the stats, violent crime, there is no more violent crime, folks. There's no more burglaries. There's no more stealing. There's no more stealing cars. It stopped. It stopped. And sometimes when you make that statement, people fall in line. And they all fell in line at this point. Some even left Searchlight. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate being here. Thank you for allowing us to come and give her stats. But I'm going to give a big, big round of applause for the officer that sometimes people see him as an unbelievable officer. So thank you very much for being with us. Kyle, I feel like you should clap too sometimes. It's okay.
Is there any questions, comments from the public, the board? Thank you.
Is there Monday through Thursday? Coffee's going to be at 7 o'clock. Please feel free to come in and say hello. Take care.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Aaron Gamble, KMVLE, Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water use for August 2024 was 4.66 million gallons. Compared to the usage in August of this year, 2025, of 5.37 million gallons. We did see an increase of about 710,000 gallons this month. We did have a water main leak that was reported last month. Our distribution department responded the same day, got it repaired. It's hard to tell at this point how much that increase is based on that leak, if it would be longer. We wanted to tell the community we really appreciate the fact that it gets reported. You guys are participating in the water conservation efforts. You guys get us that information, we'll do our part to come out and get things fixed as soon as possible. So thank you very much for that.
Questions from the public? From the board?
I just had one question. I know you'd given us the water quality report and where that was at and the status of that. So I was looking through it, and on some of the items, there are some of the heavy metals, in particular the arsenic. It is below the federal limit. However, it is definitely towards the upper end of that. Is the water district doing anything to further decrease any of those contaminants that are in the water for the safety for Searchlight?
Yes, so that when it starts creeping up, like as you saw, that's for last year's report. We actually exchanged the media that removes the arsenic, and so it back down to almost the amount of time. So they do it, we test quarterly on it, and as we start seeing it climb up, then we schedule replacement. We've replaced it a couple times. It's about every 4 years, 4 to 5 years we replace it. But the media was replaced at the end of last year. So we'll see on the next annual report.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next informational item, received a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage.
Okay. So for August 2025, there was an average of 47,000 gallons per day was treated. That was in comparison to 2024 with 47,000 gallons per day, with a flow increase of 3,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints for the month of August 2025. There were no call before you dig tickets. And the monthly flow comparisons are provided in the supplement. You should be able to get those in the back with an attached chart as well as the annual rates that are established for the Water Reclamation District.
Thank you. Next informational item, received a report from Kelly Lehrer, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension, regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Kelly Lehrer, L-E-H-R, and I'm bummed to hear that there's no call before you dig, because that's what we need to get that sheet structure. So hopefully next month I'll have a different report. So we have a few changes in curriculum for 4-H. Devin is hosting a Steaming Through the Seasons curriculum on Wednesdays now at the school, thanks to Tracy. So she's in there doing an alternative addition to science and STEAM. And then she will have 4-H Fridays along with me here in the center in the library with the elementary school age kids. It did start off as a garden club, but we were anticipating that the shade structure was going to go up, so she changed it to a crazy chemistry creation. Say that three times. And it involves snacks, so they love it. They come here for an hour and eat us at a house and home and learn something fun about chemistry. Today they were watching grapes and seeing their effects with baking soda and vinegar. And then, of course, we had grapes left over for our garden meeting. So always involves snacks. I began teen scene meeting last week, I think it was. It'll be Fridays from 3 to 4 all the way through May, excluding holidays. And we're exploring some of the same teen survivor concepts that we did last year. They'll be sewing with Michelle on Friday because Devin and I do archery instruction clinic in North Las Vegas. So they're going to be sewing with the machines. They learn chemistry. We're going to do some geocaching, and then Endow's going to come, and we're going to do some kayaking as well. And then we started the first Lego Robotics Club, and they began building their missions. And their theme is archaeology themed, and we thought it was kind of neat because we have to come up with an innovation project. And I was asking the kids, well, what does archaeology have to do with Searchlight? And of course, it was mining. And what a fantastic area for them to be able to maybe ask those of you in the community about some safety issues or some concerns about caves. And that's what they have to present in front of the judges. They have to come up with a solution, an invention, so to speak, as to collaborate and discuss it and maybe even bring the invention. Most of the kids make them out of Legos, because that's the whole idea. And then they present it. It's pretty neat because they learn how to talk in front of public. And so some of those kids dropped last week because they found out they had to speak. It's okay, we'll walk you through it. But we started with six. Today we built some more missions, we have two. But we're bringing some kids in from Calabari also, and so we're gonna fill that team. And once they do it, there's nothing to be scared of, but really the COVID kids have struggled with public speaking. So that's something that we really need to work with on these kids. Michelle continues to bring pickleball and watercolor classes to Searchlight for adults. Watercolor, every Tuesday, pickleball's on Mondays. They're free, open to the public. The flyers are in the back. She's doing a great job. She's one of my volunteers, and of course she passed the background with flying colors, and so she offers these classes, and she knows way more about this stuff than I do, and I just give her the stuff, give it to the public, and so we like using UNR funds for that. So if anybody else wants to become a volunteer because you know how to knit or crochet, or you have some fantastic hobby that you do and you want to share it, come see me. I have been gifted with a curriculum, and I believe it's from the University of Oregon, and it's called Seed to Suffer, and you may have heard about it. I'd like to try and implement this into the Searchlight community. I'm going to try it with Laughlin as well, but I'm going to need the help of my master gardeners down there. And so they just give me the whole curriculum and everything I need, and it's basically teaching the community how to grow sustainable food that you will eat every day from seed and put it on your plate. Kind of what we teach the kids. So it could be herbs, it could be vegetables, it could be huge watermelons that Aaron has or that Avin has that have been growing in the garden. A lot of people can grow some of these edible things in their own backyard or in a pot. And so this whole curriculum is super awesome. It's nationwide, and they gifted it to me yesterday. And it's huge, but I think I'd like to try and implement that in the spring. Just kind of a neat concept in a food desert. For Outdoor Nevada, we start our first event on October 17th. That's the Davis Dam Tour in Laughlin. And I have told the kids that if they do want to go, it is kids only. A lot of the parents are asking if they can go, but it's just students. But if the kids from Searchlight are interested, Devin and I come from Boulder City, so we have no problem picking those kids up and bringing them to the Davis Dam and kind of checking out the inside. I'm excited. I've never been inside of it. And I'm sorry, I have to go because I'm one of the instructors, so I'll let you guys know how it goes. The only other thing I can think of is that Devin is going to the farmer's market again, if I didn't mention that last month. The farmer's market is going to be in Summerlin. It's in October 16th, and she's going to be taking her germinator kids. Those are the kids from Laughlin, their homeschool group out of the library, and kind of the same concept as if you saw the kids at the grocery bus. They bring vegetables, fruit, herbs, and showcase them. And so that huge watermelon that's in the back, she's going to try and get the kids to win the award for the biggest piece of produce. So don't pick it. She's going to hold on to it until October 16th. But all kinds of fun stuff coming out of the garden, and then the kids get to showcase it and even sell it. So, any questions for me?
Thank you, Kelly.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
So for the transportation waivers, I got your email with that. So are the teenagers going to need that for the archery stuff?
So, thank you for reminding me. Archery, the shooting sports starts on Saturday, and that's archery, air rifle, air pistol. I'm not quite sure what order she has it in, and she's starting with archery on Saturday, and that's her shooting sports specialist, and it'll be at the range. That the kids will meet at the range on Saturday. This is the first encounter that we'll have, and I'll park the truck out there so they can see where to turn in. The waivers are for the next 4-H year. The 4-H year starts October 1st.
Okay, so that'll cover everything during the year then?
Everything.
Okay.
Yep, so when we go down with Endow and they ride in the van and I pick them up here, it'll cover that.
Perfect. And then are you still doing the younger kids programming on Friday as well? Or
she's going to keep the 4-H Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
She did it today because we have that training on Friday.
Gotcha.
She's going to keep it Friday, and I do think it's too much for her to do the school and here and be with the kids for 4 hours, but she won't say that.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thanks again. Next informational item, received a report from Tyler Young with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. I don't see Mr. Young or Mr. Chapman here, so we'll move on. Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works.
I only have one streetlight to report. The one that I reported from last month, the solar one, was fixed. Looks like they had to replace the whole ballast and the solar panel and everything. So that's good. And I'm going to be driving around trying to get my list together for Nevada Energy for more streetlights out before the time change coming up soon. So if you guys know of any locations of out street lights or any street sign issues, feel free to contact me. And that's all I have to report.
Any questions for Kyle?
Could you unnerve B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Grand Place Road and Henderson? I want you to thank the County Public Works for whoever bladed Grandpa's Road without a request.
Wow. There was a request. But they did respond very quickly.
Yes, because that was quite the rain. Too bad they can't come in our road into our home. Is kind of four-wheel drive only.
Was Grandpa's Road affected at all with the county portion?
Yes, it had been, and it was, you know, they did after the first big rain, and then, believe it or not, I think they ran a blade up there again after the second, much smaller rain. But yeah, but it had been in such good shape, and, you know, it was a 30-mile-an-hour road, and it went down to about a 10-mile-an-hour road. Yeah. It was a lot of cutting. But it's really good right now. I want more rain, but...
Not enough to mess the roads up, though. Thank you, Judy.
Okay. Any questions from the board? General business review and finalize the fiscal year 26 budget request for possible action. And Tammy, what action, if any, do we need to take up?
I think we're going to have to table until next month, if I'm not mistaken, Tammy. We need our rankings turned in within the next 10 days so we could be prepared to finalize at the next meeting.
Okay. And that's probably, am I the only one that held that up? No comment? Okay, I'm sorry. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and then clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote.
I have one quick comment. Principal E sent me an email for the winter performance. It'll be December 19th, 2025 at 2 p.m. So in this building. That's it.
No other questions from the public or presentations, comments? Yes, go ahead.
October 17th is when the notice of intent gets published on the Federal Register.
And then the scoping meeting that is going to be here will be November 5th at the community center. I don't have the time for you. I did not check on the website, but I don't know there's anybody here that gets involved with the rental of the facility, and you will be able to see the date. And then once the project is approved, the approval would be by October 15th, 2026. And so you're able to go on that Fast 41 website and get a lot more information that different programs, different agencies will start. For now, that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any question from the public? Comments from the board? Thank you, Luis.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Our next meeting, excuse me, go ahead.
Just to add on to, for the Friends of Abiquime, we will have our normal first Saturday event on October 4th. And in conjunction, that will be from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And there'll be a native grasses hike with Laura Cunningham. And RSVP is available on the website for the Friends of Abiquime. And then also on October 11th, there will be a guided hike by the Friends of Abiquime, and it will be to the New York Mountains Trail, and that starts at 8:30. There's information on the website as well, too, until approximately 12 p.m.
Thank you. Okay, any other public comments? Next meeting, October 15th, 2025. Meeting is adjourned.
I haven't seen anything from Hydra.
Really?
No, we did attend that meeting.
Yeah.